This is the Automotive Repair Podcast Network.
Welcome to another episode of Business by the Numbers. I'm your host, Tom Demarest, CPA with Parr Mellison Associates. 2026 has been an up and down year for some of my clients. I have a lot of clients that are off to record starts, but also some that are struggling. So with some of the recent calls that I've had and mistakes that I've had clients make with cash, I decided to be a good episode and put together some of these common mistakes that I see shop owners making with their reserves. Before we get into that, though, I just want to stop and say thank you to you and the rest of the dedicated listeners. Reminder, if you want your question answered on here or just have a question for me, shoot me an email at podcast@parmelis.com. Don't forget my new book, Beyond the Bays, a financial playbook for auto repair shop owners, which was inspired by many of your questions and the most popular podcast episodes, is available now on Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle for purchase. Want to talk to me about accounting and tax services Parr Mellis offers auto repair shops like yours? Shoot me an email at info@parmelis.com. And last but not least, we cannot forget our dedicated sponsors for being such loyal supporters of the show. If you need to hire top talent for your top shop, give Promotive a call. If you need to get your back office under control, give Wicked File a call. If you need to get your marketing kicked into overdrive, give Overdrive Marketing a call. And if you need to give your shop back on the right path, give Maverick Shop Owners a call today. Great news. You now have a hiring partner to help you with the heavy lifting of hiring your next superstar. Introducing Promotive, a full-service staffing solution for your auto repair shop. Visit them online at gopromotive.com. Turn chaos into clarity with Wicked File, the AI for auto repair shops. Transform invoices into insights, protect cash flows, and stop losing parts, cores, or credits to maximize your bottom line. Get Wicked File. Building a profitable shop is one thing. Building profit and freedom into the same business? That's what the Maverick Shop Owners video training is all about. Our listeners can get free access at maverickshopowners.com/blueprint. Tired of vendors selling you leads without accountability? Overdrive acts as your outsourced marketing director. And because it's powered by AI, it predicts demand, launches smart campaigns, and tracks every dollar. More car count, higher ARO, real control. Visit overdrivemarketing.com. That's OVERDRYVE marketing.com. This week, all we're going to be talking about is cash in our reserve. So a couple things on that. When I'm talking about cash, no, I am not talking about physical cash. This is your checking account. This is your savings account. When you think about your business, you have really two flows of money, or really two ways that you park your money. You have profits coming in and you have your cash or your reserves. Profit is how fast or how much you're making cash each and every month. Your cash or your reserves is how much of that you're accumulating or saving in your business. This week is going to be all about, it's really four different mistakes that you guys are making. Three of them are in negative ways of like, why do you guys not have enough cash in your business? And one of them might surprise you. It is actually a champagne problem, but having too much cash in your business. How much reserves should I have, Hunt? You know, this is a really, really hard answer. I'm going to give you the quick, easy answer up front. 3 to 6 months of overhead. If you're like, Hunt, I don't know what my overhead is. That's kind of hard to calculate. 1 to 2 months of sales. If you want to do the math on that, spot check me. It works out to be the same thing. 3 to 6 months of overhead or 1 to 2 months of sales is going to be kind of your rule of thumb. What is the idea behind this is where it gets a bit more complicated. So if you take a look at 6 months of overhead, on the surface, what essentially that means is that you can not have any sort of sales or any sort of gross profit for 6 months, and you would still be able to cover that overhead. Is that enough for your business? Maybe, maybe not. Some of you guys have very consistent shops. You guys either make profit or make a lot of profit every single month throughout the year. You are going to need and probably, you know, predicate a lot lower level of reserves than some of my clients that make money 6 months out of the year and don't make money 6 months out of the year. And this is something that I would go back and I would take a look and challenge you for your own business, is take a look at what your cash flow looks like for your business. You can probably see this same cycle, you know, and it probably is going to change depending on what time of the year you are. As we'll talk about a little bit later on this, you can't just look at the overall profitability of your business, because what a lot of people find out is, how am I having any cash flow issues? if I'm profitable 12 months out of the year, right? And we'll talk about that a little bit later. Really though, this comes down to personal preference. Can you operate your shop on a shoestring? Yeah, you can operate it on half of what you have in there right now. But I'll give you this example to go back and challenge that. Would it be easier to operate your business on half as much cash as you have in there right now or twice as much cash? The answer is pretty much how you decide this. If you never want to think about running out of cash in your business, then err on the higher side of this. You'll know that you'll never have to inject money back into business. Now, I have some guys that like to run a little bit leaner just because of their expenses or because of their debt, they have to run leaner. And it just takes a little bit more work. If you run off of 3 months of overhead on this, is there a chance that you might have to inject some cash into the business? Yeah, absolutely. Especially if you have a couple bad months strung together. Now, the other flip side of that, if you have 12 months of overhead as your reserves, is there a high probability chance that you're going to have to put money in there, even if you have a bad quarter? Even if you have a bad 6 months? No, probably not. Do you like to err on the side of peace of mind? Do you like to err on the side of, hey, I want to use this cash and get the enjoyment out of it? Realistically, what you probably have here is a sliding scale. If you're very early into your business career and you have a lot of debt on this, it might be hard to build up a lot of reserves on this. Then, as you might find out a little bit later, you might be tempted to get aggressive and pay down that debt. If you're kind of later stage in business, you've been doing this 30 plus years on this, you know, it probably would be a little bit risky and probably not prudent to only run with 3 months of overhead in your reserves. What you want this business to look like, how much you worry about this stuff, and what stage of your business is how you're going to figure out how much your reserves should be. That gets us into our mistakes. And like I said, we got four different mistakes on here, but number one is you are draining your business of cash. And this one is a little bit tricky because I think it's the obvious answer. Who else is draining your business of your cash? But maybe it's just a wake-up call. One of the reasons I talk about this is that you have a lot more flexibility to do the wrong thing. When you work as for someone else, you get a W-2 job. You get essentially profits from that business. Whatever reserves, whatever cash your boss at that point or the business at that point has, you cannot go out and spend it. If the business has put away $100,000 because it has to go out and buy a new piece of equipment on it, you as an employee cannot go and kind of rob Peter to pay Paul and say, I want to put a deck on my house. So I'm going to take my boss's reserves and go use it for my deck. On the flip side of this, if you are a shop owner, you absolutely could do just that very thing. Would it be the right thing to do? And maybe you can get away with it sometimes, but how many of you guys have burned yourself in a spot of saying, hey, I had the money to pay that sales tax bill, but I spent it already. Or I had the much money to make the loan payment or pay my parts bill on it, but I took some money out to pay my personal expenses. Without financial reserves, you then have to make decisions based on cash flow. If you don't have the cash, maybe you're discounting jobs to get work accepted and get money flowing in. If I am put COD by my parts house, I need to get this job sold. I can't afford losing this, so I'm going to discount it down. Not only do we have is lower sales, a lot of times lower gross profit. If you don't have the financial reserves, like I said before, one of the first things that kind of gets robbed on this is sales tax or God forbid payroll tax. Everyone is afraid of the IRS for income tax. You want to see people get really nasty? Don't pay your sales tax. Your problems just went from bad to worst. And then a lot of this too is you have your reserves. You have this money already. And because you're kind of a bit out over your skis here, and spending too much money, you get into a high interest debt loop. You run out of money, you need money quick, and cheap money is not quick, and quick money is not cheap. So you get into some high interest, maybe they take a portion of your credit cards, and you went from having your reserves to having debt. Why does this happen? And this really comes down to, again, the simplest form is the business has this cash, it cannot afford for you to take this out, yet you are taking it out already. What people don't understand is what they need to pull out versus what they want to pull out. And how do we solve this? All this has to do with distributions. Then again, maybe you are not making a profit that you want. This is really a solution of, Hunt, I'm making a profit that I want, but I don't have the cash that I want. If you don't have enough profit, then that's the result of cash. I need $100,000 a year, you're making 50. You got to fix the profit before you can fix the cash. But let's say that you have the profit on there and you have a bad time managing your cash or managing your distributions. here's something that's worked for a lot of other shops. What I like to do is I like to take out the bare minimum on a monthly basis. So if you say my bare minimum that I need on a monthly basis is $5,000, then take out $5,000. And I do not touch that distribution account until I need something. If I need something, if something comes up, I want to do that deck, then I will do a spot check on this. But generally what most of my clients do is do this on a quarterly or semi-annual or maybe even an annual basis. And you go down and you figure out what you want your reserves to be. Let's call it $100,000 just to keep it simple here. So you've been taking out your $5,000 a month and you know that your minimum that you want to keep in there is $100,000. And we now look at this at the end of the June. You have $120,000 in your bank account. You know that you can take out 20 and still not kind of go below your reserve amounts. The mistake that you guys do is that you guys have some good months, so you take out a lot of money. Or you take out double because you had the down month where you didn't take out as much. Unexpected expenses come up, or maybe just didn't make as much profit as you want. If you take out everything that you think that you need or that you want, you end up at the end of June and saying, I have $80,000 in my reserves. That's $20,000 below what I wanted to keep. So guys, keep the money in there. You can always take it out in the future on there. But yeah, take out the smallest amount that you can on a monthly basis. Less periodically throughout the year, do a catch up and make sure that reserves are in a good spot.
Is your recruitment process draining your valuable time and resources? What if there was a partner who could take your recruitment efforts off your plate? Look no further. Promotiv is your ultimate solution for hassle-free staffing focused solely on the automotive industry. On the web at gopromotiv.com. Promotiv understands the challenges you face when searching for the perfect technician or service advisor for your shop. That's why we've developed a platform that takes the hassle out of recruiting. Michelle Tanzi from EuroClinic said, I am a shop owner and recruiting new talent is so time-consuming. Promotiv does the majority of the seeking and recruiting. They reach out to the candidates for you, and when they feel they are a good match for you and culture, they make the connection. They follow up throughout the interview process, and we make sure that the candidates are a good fit and the shop is a good fit for the candidates. I admire that they genuinely want both parties to win. They recruited and paired us with a solid B-Tech and Master Tech. Both left a dealership position and are still part of our team. We are very happy with the character and culture match, and both technicians have become valuable team members. Visit our website at gopromotiv.com today and join the growing community of shop owners who have found their ideal team members with Promotiv.
Every month, auto repair shops can lose over $20,000 in uncredited parts, cores, and lost profits. Wicked Files' AI-powered software is a game changer. It helped one shop owner recover over $10,000 in missed credits, and others have recovered tens of thousands more. Wicked File puts cash back into your business and hours back into your day. Stop leaving money on the table. Visit wickedfile.com to learn more and get started today. You're working on growing a more profitable shop. That's critical. But the profit doesn't automatically give you the freedom or reduce your stress. That's exactly what the 24-video blueprint course by Maverick Shop Owners addresses. Customers, sales, profit, people, systems, and freedom. How to build profit and freedom into the same business. Get free access for our listeners only at maverickshopowners.com/blueprint. If your car count fluctuates and you don't know why, that's not marketing, that's gambling. Overdrive.os installs a true marketing operating system inside your shop. It monitors performance daily, predicts slow weeks before they hit, and automatically launches revenue-driving campaigns to stabilize car count. Every dollar is tracked, every campaign is measured, every result is optimized. No random boost, no guesswork, no hope marketing. This is controlled via data-driven growth built specifically for auto repair shops. If you're ready for predictable revenue and getting the most out of your marketing, visit overdrivemarketing.com. That's OVERDRYVEmarketing.com. Now, I promised you guys, I got three bad ones on here of how you guys are mismanaging your reserves, but this next one is actually a good one. This is what we call a champagne problem in the industry. I don't see it too much, but mistake number two is keeping too much cash in the business. You might be saying to yourself, well, Hunt, why the heck do we care about that? Remember, why are you guys an LLC or why are you guys a corporation? The reason that you are an LLC or a corporation is to protect your liability personally. Anything inside the business is fair game to creditors or insurance or lawyers or whoever it is. Anything outside the business is protected from that legal entity structure. I have clients that have built up $1 million, $1.5 million in their checking account. Really, really cool. You guys have created awesome businesses, but we are terrified because what happens if you were to be sued? If that business was to be sued, do you think that an insurance company is going to settle for $100,000 if he has $1.5 million in a checking account? No, absolutely not. Remember, if you're a sole proprietor, partnership, S corporation, really anything but a C corporation, you've already paid tax on this money. There is going to be no downside if you're an S corporation that you've built up all this money by taking $1 million distribution. So there's a large aspect of you've already paid tax on this. Go ahead, spend it, do something with it. If you don't trust yourself and you're like, hey, Hunt, I don't like it to be in my personal account because I'm going to spend it, create another personal account. This is what a lot of people do. And so let's say that you bank with Wells Fargo for your personal, you bank with PNC for your business. What you're afraid is if you take that $1 million out of PNC and you put it into Wells Fargo, you see that on the day to day, right? It changes your mindset, changes your behavior. You have a lot of money. I get that. I love kind of, you know, creative ways to budget this. What a lot of my clients do that don't want these, you know, profit kind of hold accounts commingled with their personal is they set up a third account and they call it just that, a profit hold account. It is going to be a personal account because again, we want that out of the business name, protected from creditors, protected from lawyers on this. But let's say you open us in the third bank. It's not going to be in your Wells Fargo balance. It's not going to be in your PNC balance, but it's going to be out of the business. Can it be all in the same bank account? Sure, but then I would argue that you don't have this problem here. But yeah, if you want to take this out, don't want to mingle it together, have kind of a separate holding account, cool, perfect, do it. But just make sure that put that holding account in your personal name or you have the same exact issues as we talked about above. Another reason which gets us to mistake number three that kind of goes hand in hand with this is you guys are keeping cash in accounts without interest. I used to joke about this. I've been doing this for 20 years. When I first started doing this, a high interest savings account was paying like 0.1%. Low interest rates, borrowing was cheap, but no one got anything on deposit accounts. That client that I'm telling you about, one of the biggest reasons in the past that we wanted him to take his money out of the business or to move that money out of the checking account was to reduce the risk. We were afraid of someone suing him, coming in there and taking that money. Given today's current high interest rate scenario on this, the bigger kind of effector for these guys is you're not getting any interest. If you have $1 million in a checking account, you are getting no interest on that. If you put into a high interest savings account or money market or something like that, even at 4%, that's going to be making probably $40,000 a year. Maybe you don't have $1 million in your business bank account, but even if you have $100,000, if it's on a checking account, you're not making any money. Whereas if that's in the savings account, you're making probably $4,000, maybe $3,000, maybe $2,000. But still, guys, it's free money. If you have money in there, make that money work for you. I get it. You guys have a lot of swings on here, but there's no reason to have $300,000 in the checking and zero in the savings. Also, talk to your bank. There is ways that you can do this. We don't see it as much anymore because I don't think banks love to do this. But there is stuff called sweep accounts where they only keep the minimum amount in kind of your operating account and sweep the excess off and go and invest that and get a little bit of interest. Are you going to get 5%? Are you going to get 6%? No. And there's no way to get that kind of money risk-free. But come on, we got to get more than 0%. We are just throwing that money away, especially if you have these large reserves. The last mistake on here, I always tell you guys this. Oh, this is the most common one that you guys are surprised by. Or like, I don't think surprised by, I think surprised when it happens, but then after it happens, kind of going back and being like, yeah, that makes sense. All of this, what we're trying to do is to stay out of debt, make sure that you have the cash, you don't have to borrow money. But mistake number four is paying down debt too quickly. A lot of times what happens on this is maybe you started the business and built up a lot of debt. Business is kind of turning a corner on it. Business is really starting to make some profit. And so you want to get out of debt and you want to get out of debt fast. So you pay down $200,000 worth of debt. You go from saddled with debt to completely debt-free. It's cool, right? It's what Dave Ramsey wants you to do. And as long as profit is still maintaining on there, it's going to work out and you're going to ride off into the sunset. However, what ends up happening and what has kind of burned a couple of my clients recently on this is, yes, they did end up becoming debt-free, but by the end of it, they were also cash-free as well. Since they were using all of their free profits to pay down debt, they were not able to build up any of their reserves. And so what they were left with is a time where they had zero debt, but also zero cash. If you have zero debt and zero cash, do you have any way of going out and paying an unexpected expense? No. So what ends up happening to these people is they get really aggressive, they pay down debt, and they pay down debt very quickly. They get into a cash crunch situation. And really the biggest nightmare about this that I've seen is a lot of people have gotten aggressive on paying down low interest debt. You got a loan out there that's 5, 6, 7% on it. You pay down that 5-year note in 2. That's all cool, like you said, but if you have that downturn in profit, we then have to go out and get short-term capital. And like we talked about before, short-term capital is not cheap. And we had just aggressively paid down a 7% note to turn around and get a 30% one in its place. Not ideal, but it is happening a lot. What is my alternative on this? I would rather have cash and debt than to be debt-free. Would you rather have zero debt and zero cash or $50,000 in a bank and a $50,000 note? I don't care what the answer is. The answer is the second one. You have to have cash to survive. Your parts vendors don't take profit. The state doesn't take sales tax and profit. They need cash and you need cash, even if you have to borrow it. What I always tell people is number one, build up your reserves. Number two, pay down debt. Because the thing about it is if you build up enough reserves, if you really get to a point, you should be able to wipe out your debt. But if wiping out your debt means that you get rid of all of your reserves, I'm not sure that's a deal that I'm willing to take. All in all, my clients that have a stress-free business versus my clients that are pulling their hair out generally has no bearing on their profit. However, I do generally find a direct relationship with cash and reserves. Cash keeps the lights on. Reserves allow you to make smart business decisions, not ones dictated by cash flow issues. As always, please share with friends. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas for a future episode, shoot me an email at podcast@parmelis.com. Looking for an easier way to catch this show and learn more from the Automotive Repair Podcast Network? Just go to arpn.app. That's arpn.app and download the free Automotive Repair Podcast Network app. Build playlists, share episodes, read show notes, and watch videos when available. Thanks again for joining me on Business by the Numbers. Stay safe out there, and I will talk to you all next week.
You've been listening to Business by the Numbers with Hunt Demarest on the Automotive Repair Podcast Network. Download our exclusive podcast app at automotiverepairpodcastnetwork.com because the best conversations in the industry start here. Have a question for Hunt? Check the show notes for Hunt's email or text Parmelis at 301-307-5413.